KSA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A mother has been arrested in the deaths of her three children in the Los Angeles area. 30-year-old Liliana Carrillo was arrested after police responded to a residence on Saturday and found the children, all apparently under the age of five, dead inside an apartment. It's believed they were stabbed to death. One person was killed and three others were injured at a convenience store in Missouri. The shooter, a 28-year-old, was arrested. A man in New York City arrested for allegedly threatening to stab an undercover police officer who is Asian. ABC 7 reports that 35-year-old Juvian Rodriguez allegedly approached the officer as they were on an escalator and started shouting anti-Asian statements before making threats. He's facing several charges, including harassment as a hate crime. NYPD, in an effort to root out anti-Asian hate crimes, has placed officers out of uniform in areas where they are known to occur. This was the second arrest this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Another milestone in COVID vaccinations. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The White House says there's a new record for coronavirus vaccinations in one day. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tweeting yesterday that 4.6 million shots were given out on Saturday. He noted that's a 500,000 above the previous record. The CDC says more than 117 million Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine. That's just above 35% of the population. Meantime, more than 70 million are now fully vaccinated.
Iran says a blackout at its underground atomic facility is an act of nuclear terrorism. The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran stopped short of directly blaming anyone for Sunday morning's incident. Many Israeli media outlets report it was a cyber attack that damaged the facility housing sensitive centrifuges. Yesterday, Iran said it had begun testing a model they say will enrich uranium 50 times faster. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CDC has extended restrictions on cruise ships until November. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy tells Fox News having the industry shut down during the pandemic has been decimating.
Between last year and this year, if the season is canceled, we're going to have about a $3.3 billion economic loss in Alaska. That's in a state with about a $56 billion GDP, so it's going to be significant. We're going to lose millions of dollars in local revenue for our communities, especially along the coast. Unemployment rates will remain stubbornly high.
Governor Dunleavy has sent a report to the White House outlining those impacts it is having on the state. Carnival Cruises has threatened to pull its ships out of the U.S. because of the CDC's order. Former President Donald Trump, in his speech to GOP donors on Saturday, predicted the party would win back the legislature in 2022 and a Republican would win in 2024. Epoch Times reports Trump made the remarks at a keynote address at a Republican National Committee donor summit in Florida. The first flight of NASA's Mars Ingenuity helicopter has been delayed.
The space agency says it noticed a timing issue during a test of the helicopter's rotors on Friday and decided to delay the flight to no earlier than April 14th. The team says that Ingenuity is safe and healthy and communicated its full telemetry set back to Earth. If successful, Ingenuity's flight will be the first time that humans have achieved powered flight on the surface of another planet. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.